This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
National Democrats have set their sights on Texas in 2020. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is gearing up to spend lots of time and money to flip several congressional seats here. That includes the Central Texas District former State Senator Wendy Davis announced on Monday that she's running for. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports on why the minority party in Texas thinks it has a shot in 2020.
Wendy Davis announced she's running for Texas's 21st congressional district in a video on Monday.
I'm running for Congress because people's voices are still being silenced.
The last time Davis ran for office was in 2014. She had become a sort of icon in the abortion rights movement after filibustering a controversial bill in the legislature. She took that clout and ran for governor against then-Attorney General Greg Abbott. But she lost to the Republican by almost 20 points. This time, Democrats say she's running with better odds.
So since 2016, we've seen a massive partisan realignment across the country, and Texas is no stranger to that.
That's Roger Garza with the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, or DCCC. He's part of a small team of national Democrats who have recently set up shop in Austin. The DCCC says that realignment means Democrats now have a shot at flipping six congressional districts from red to blue. Half of those seats, including the seat Davis is running for, are in Central Texas.
We're looking at districts that have never, you know, 6 years ago were never thought to be competitive, now are absolutely 100% competitive.
Garza says most of these congressional seats have one big thing in common. The districts include suburban counties around major cities that have experienced a population boom in the past few years. In Central Texas, think Georgetown, Round Rock, and Buda. Brendan Steinhauser, a Republican strategist in Austin, says these areas are becoming a huge problem for Republicans.
The growth is happening in the cities and the suburbs, and you're getting people moving in from all over the country who are changing the makeup of those areas politically because they hold views that are a little more socially liberal. The battleground in Texas is going to be the suburbs and the exurbs because that is where people are moving to.
In fact, polling shows that Texas's urban and suburban counties are looking more alike when it comes to social issues. Natalie Jackson is the research director at PRRI, a polling firm that focuses on issues related to cultural divides like religion and race. Jackson says political views are still pretty conservative in Texas, but they've been slowly becoming more liberal on some issues, especially in those fast-growing suburbs.
The suburbs are a bit more of an ideological battleground, and they're getting less white, less religious, maybe a touch more liberal.
For example, Jackson's group has been tracking support for LGBT discrimination protections. She says over the years, urban support for those protections has held steady at about 70%. Meanwhile, in rural parts of Texas, support has actually declined over that time. But in Texas's suburbs, Jackson says support for LGBT protections grew from 57% to 67%.
Statistically speaking, that is a sizable jump. And typically, you know, public opinion moves pretty slowly on most issues. So for the suburbs in particular to be driving, you know, all of the change that we've seen on this issue statewide is pretty astonishing.
And that change has led to some openings for Democrats. Roger Garza with the DCCC says Texas Republicans drew up districts in 2011 that favored their party under the assumption that suburbs were reliably conservative. He says they could not have anticipated how quickly the suburbs would grow and change.
I mean, I think it worked for them for about 4 years, 5 years. And since then, it's shown that they've overplayed their hand. And I think that will show in 2020.
Another seat Garza and others are hoping to flip is the state's 31st congressional district, which includes suburbs north of Austin, including Round Rock. In 2018, Congressman John Carter beat Democrat MJ Hager by less than 3 points. Compare that to 2016, when he won his election by more than 20 points. And Democrats can typically rely on higher turnouts during presidential elections, which is why they think they can actually flip seats like this. But Republican strategist Brendan Steinhauser says he's not so sure.
I do think it's possible that some Austin area Republicans could lose in this cycle. I don't think it will actually happen.
Steinhauser says the reason he's not so sure Democrats will take those seats is that the party so far has been running pretty far to the left. He says policies like Medicare for All might do well in liberal cities like Austin, but he doesn't think they will go over well in those all-important suburbs. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.
Thank you.